You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Liz Mason. You're listening to a Chirp artist interview. Today, I'm talking to Mike Odd, manager for Max Sabbath, a Black Sabbath and fast food themed band that's been preaching against the evils of fast food and its related culture for over a decade. The band is composed of members Ronald Osborne on vocals, Slayer McCheese on guitar, Grim Alice on bass, and the Cat Burglar, a.k.a. Peter Criscut Fries, on drums. They dress like dark versions of their fast food counterparts, and they're playing Riot Fest on Friday, September 19th. Hello, and welcome.
Hey, Liz, what's happening?
Hey, so happy to have you here. How did this band come to be?
Black Sabbath was here to warn the world about evil. Max Sabbath is here to warn the world about the evils of fast food. And if you look into the lyrics of Max Sabbath, that's what it's all about, is bashing fast food and GMOs and all this horrible poisons that they're doing to all of us.
On account of the fact that Ozzy passed recently, did the band do anything to mourn the loss or commemorate the experience?
This is the first tour since then, but you know, I'm not permitted for spoilers, you know, but yeah, I mean, they will definitely be doing some special things.
The most recent shows that they're going to be doing in Chicago, I know they're going to be at Reggie's the night before they play at Riot Fest, but at Riot Fest, they're going to be on the Weird Al stage. That's really exciting.
It is very exciting. It's like the whole thing has come full circle, you know. It's just such an honor to hear from him and to have him choose this band along with this amazing lineup. It's just fantastic that the band will be playing on the stage, you know, with Weird Al as well.
Speaking of playing live, Max Sabbath shows are quite a spectacle.
Absolutely. Although the band is definitely a tribute, it does not fall into the category of what you'd think of with most tribute bands. And somebody asked me recently, they said, started out, people would talk about tribute bands, and then I would say it's a parody band. And they asked me, they said, do you think that it's now transcended parody band? And so, yeah, so I don't even say parody band anymore, because I feel like it's more than that. And unfortunately, it's really hard to explain what it is and to categorize it and put it in a box. Because usually you can just say, oh, it's like this band, or it's this band crossed with this band. Well, you could definitely say it's a cross between two things, but not two bands, right? But then it's really not enough. I mean, you could say those two things to get people interested and go, huh. But then it also isn't going to make a lot of sense to a lot of people. So you really have to see what it is, because it is a theatrical rock show spectacle crammed onto a club-sized stage, but it's so much more than that. It's not only a band, it's so many more things. I mean, there's magic incorporated and all these strange kind of theatrics and things that happen with the audience, and it's spilling into the audience, and the audience is sort of participating with the band back and forth conversationally in a strange way. And then it's also kind of like a rock opera that has an arc and a beginning and a middle and an end. So if you think that you're like experiencing it by watching a video on YouTube or something, I got to tell you that every single person that I've ever talked to that's seen it for the first time, whether it be an agent or a club owner or a fan, they've all said, oh, I thought I knew what it was, but I had no idea it was going to be like this. So it's really hard to explain, to pin down what it actually is.
What's the songwriting process like? I envisioned the band in a car in the drive-thru.
Although Ronald and the boys claim to have coined the phrase drive-through metal and invented the genre. The drive-through metal mythos is actually to warn you about the evils of the drive-through and keep you out of the drive-through and slow down. You have to kind of envision these awful fast food monger monsters that worked in this murderous, horrible place. And then they were all of a sudden enlightened and inspired by the music of Black Sabbath, and then transcended that and became these wonderful, peaceful purveyors of happiness and rock, and then went away from all of that and then like wandered around in a wonderful vegetable filled colorful utopia spreading love.
Seeing as how Weird Al is a vegan, then that definitely tracks that one of the reasons he might have asked Max Abbott to play his stage is that they would have a similar worldview, similar diet.
Right, there you go.
Okay, I have questions about your merch, because your merch game goes hard. You guys have a coloring book with a flexi disc. You have a pop art book that comes with vinyl. You have patches. You have beanies, a sold out tapestry. The graphics are insane and awesome. Who is doing your art direction? Can you talk about this?
I'm heavily involved in that. I'm a person that kind of comes from a horror art background and used to make a living by going to horror conventions and sharing booths with artists. And I had a company called Monster Buckles, which was a horror themed belt buckle company made, you know, by horror people for horror people, you know, kind of thing. I'm lucky enough to just have a lot of friends that are just these amazing artists in the horror community. I kind of correspond with them and we come up with ideas for, I think, more unusual items than most bands would have, you know?
Are you in discussion about any other weird items that you're going to be offering on the Max Sabbath website soon?
I'm trying to do different things. Yes, I am discussion of. I don't want to promise anything because I don't know if it's going to work. But I mean, Ronald only operates in terms of like 1970s culture. You know, he maintains that he travels in time through some kind of wormhole just to do the shows or whatever. So I can't come up with anything modern in technology. I have to use like 70s technology to deliver any kind of products for the band. So I'm looking into like color forms and shrinky dinks, you know, because he tends to like stuff for the kids and like bendy figures that you might think of like Gumby style figures and stuff like that. So these are the type of things that I'm trying to do.
Well, if you're looking into 70s stuff, how about details for the back of a van?
Like Frazetta style van murals with like saber-toothed tigers and Viking girls and stuff. Sure. I like it.
Do you get a lot of people coming to your show dressed up? Because I've seen some of it on your social media.
Absolutely. That has become like a whole culture of these burger heads. All kinds of amazing outfits and a bunch of beautiful clowns and tributes to the characters. Yeah, that's become a big part of the culture, which I could not have ever imagined. And I'm just completely thrilled about, you know.
The band tends to play with other kind of like-minded bands. So I was wondering if maybe you might be comfortable sharing with our listeners some of the more fun other bands that you remember that you've played with.
You might want to say that of all the bands in the world, they play with the most eclectic a range of bands, because there's not very many bands that make sense with Max Sabbath. So after you get through those seven, You might as well just have absolutely anyone. We've gone on tour with, you know, bluegrass bands and hip hop bands and more punk rock bands than metal bands, honestly. So it's really been all over the map. But, you know, there's Cybertronic Spree, the Transformer type robots, Oakley Doakley, the Ned Flanders band. There's been a lot of strange bands.
I would be remiss if I didn't also ask you about the amazing Max Sabbath videos there are. There's like some marionettes or puppets. There's claymation.
The kid that did the claymation, it was literally fan art that he sent to us. Completely unsolicited. Like, it was just out of nowhere. Like, oh, here's this thing that I made. We're like, oh, we'll shoot some stuff with the actual band and put it together. And we kind of collaborated with a fan that just submitted it out of nowhere. So that was just beautiful and adorable thing that happened, you know. The marionette one was once again friends of mine, Rasputin Marionettes, and that was a fantastic experience as well on a very different level.
Thank you so much for talking with me for our Chirp listeners today. I'm Liz Mason, and this has been a Chirp Radio Artist interview with Mike Odd, manager for Max Sabbath.
Chirp, chirp.
Of our process, cows and birds, head and drink and enjoy life. We don't need a fork or knife. I got a pair of buns.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.